Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Whoa, whoa,
yeah. Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Ooh, yeah.
Jesus is more.
Yeah.
Jesus is more. Yeah. Wonderful.
Whoa,
and he's more.
Everybody wants a hero. Everybody needs a friend. A shoulder to lean on. Everybody needs a helping hand. Well, you ought to try Jesus. Said he's just a prayer away. See, he can make your burdens light. Turn your midnight in the day,
yeah.
He's so much more than a healer. When you're feeling kind of down, that is more than able. I know, I know he can turn your life around. Yeah, 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 yeah. With more, only Jesus,
more than a miracle,
to change my
life.
Don't you know it made me right? Now I can do all things.
Jesus,
Christ,
I love
you.
Whatever you may go through in life, you can make it if you try. Remember, the power's not in you, but it's all in Jesus Christ. He can fight your every battle. Oh Lord, he can win the fight. Just call him when you need a friend. Be it morning, noon, or night. Oh, there ain't no secret when my God can do.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Our words of encouragement for today will be presented by Brother Patrick Medlock. This message is entitled, A Little Reminder. But before we bring Brother Medlock on, I'd like to open the line to prayer requests. If you have a prayer request, please press the number 1 on your phone at this time. And when the last 4 digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. It is my request today, as in every day, that you please continue praying for each other. Pray for every family represented on the call. That God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. I ask your continued prayer on behalf of our ministers, that they remain in a state where they are able to continue presenting us with words of encouragement, that they remain safe during the midst of this pandemic, and that all of you will as well. Also, for all of our travelers, especially our truckers, my husband and his friends in particular, that they respect each other's space, and allow everyone to make it to their destination safely. Thank you. Caller 6246, state your request. Caller 6246, 2542, state your request.
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Graham. I'm asking prayers for my granddaughter during this time and her situation and all who was involved. And I'm also asking prayers for my son, Kimber, and his situation. The Lord will strengthen him till he'll get better and do what's right. And pray for me as a mother that the Lord will give me the strength to go through this all. Thank you.
Thank you. Caller 6371.
Good morning. Thank you. This is Mary, and I'm asking prayer for my family, for my son, who's recovering from COVID and his family. I'm also asking prayer for the Clark family. Just continue to keep them in your prayers, the LeGrand family as well. Also for a friend of mine, Julie, who's going through a separation from her husband, and is just asking that you all pray for her, that she'll be strengthened, and also for everyone on the call. Thank you.
Thank you. Caller 6866.
Good morning, Sister Daniel. This is Brother Jones asking all that on the call to remember Mr. David Woodruff, who's in the Tallahassee County Jail. He'll be going to court on this coming Thursday. He's been incarcerated for about 18 months unjustifiably. We're praying that God will show him favor with the judge, the prosecuting attorney, and for his release. Thank you.
Thank you. The next voice we hear will be that of Brother Patrick Medlock, immediately followed by our closing prayer. Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. Thank you for what you do every day, Danielle. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for sharing this forum and this format with us to be able to evangelize, to speak, and to encourage by in using God's word in a very, very profitable way. We appreciate you very much for your willingness and your confidence in us, your willingness to share and your confidence in us. And I want to thank each and every one of you here on the Blog Talk radio broadcast who are actually very faithfully, in some cases, listening not just on Tuesdays, or not just on Mondays when Brother Jones is speaking, but every day you are plugging in and getting a spiritual deposit. And so we don't take that for granted, as well as me not taking for granted those that are joining me right now on Facebook Live as you listen to my little reminder. Because we got a lot going on politically, a lot going on socially, a lot going on as far as the health pandemic is concerned. And it's just something that can cause us to lose sight of what's important or to throw off our focus from what we know our energy should be devoted towards. And I want to make sure that I just share a passage that I'm just going to acknowledge. I mean, I used to reference it all the time. I used to hear it referenced all the time, but I haven't used it a lot lately. But I believe in our efforts to use proof text in an appropriate way, that this text is a good text to still reference in helping us to be what we need to be. Now, Titus was being told various things with regard to how to handle his business, who he needed to minister to the older men, to the older women, to the young men, making sure that the young women got taught, urging bond servants to make sure that they also were acting in an appropriate way. And so in the middle of this, because afterwards he says, these things speak and exhort and reprove with all authority. He says in the middle of this, because this these verses, verses 11 and 12 and 13 of Titus chapter 2, they help to cement the relevance of why young men and older men and young women and older women and slaves, those are, so today the application might be those of us who are still in the working class, that all of us have this as being relevant and applicable to us. Verse 11 says, for the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men. So regardless of who you are, regardless of what you might be about, salvation is for you. Let me just let that sit out there for a minute. If you're rich, salvation is for you. If you're poor, salvation is for you. If you're educated, salvation is for you. If you're not educated, salvation is for you. If you're older, salvation is for you. If you're younger, salvation is for you. God has extended his grace, not because we have merited or that we deserve any justification, but God has given us the justification through his grace. Then when I read verse 12, those of us who are taking advantage of and basking in God's grace because we've chosen to believe Jesus as our Savior, the Bible says, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires. That's what I'm hoping that we are keeping our focus on, making sure that we remain the way God would have us to be. He basically says, look, this is what you need to avoid. This is what you need to deny: ungodliness and worldly desires. And then make sure that we're focused on living, and there are three words that he uses: sensibly, righteously, and godly in this present age. The idea is sensibly. The idea is about being temperate. The idea is about making sure that you're taking things in some level of moderation. It's about being discreet on a level that is appropriate spiritually. That's something that you have to do within yourself. That's something that ultimately outside stimuli or external motivation is not going to prompt that. That's something that needs to come within, something that you need to establish for yourself to make sure that you're going to act, the King James says, soberly. Soberly or sensibly, the idea and the concept is the same. Then it says righteously. You're going to deal with people if you're living in this world. And you have to basically know that with every single interaction, if you are a child of God, that you're going to try to do right by everybody. Live by the law of rectitude is what the definition lists, that you're going to make sure that you don't owe anybody anything. And if anybody owes you, you're not going to make it a big deal. People are not going to always treat you right. People are going to say things that are going to be on the surface upsetting. In some cases, you may cross lines that may be difficult for people to deal with. And you need to make sure that I'm going to make sure that, hey, I'm going to rectify that situation. I'm going to apologize. I'm going to ask for forgiveness. I'm going to give whatever restitution I might need. That the idea of living righteously is something that is not that inner focus like living sensibly and soberly, but living right with man. And then not only do we go from within ourselves and live sensibly, or amongst our fellow men and live righteously? But the Bible says, and godly. So the idea of living godly is making sure that you're having the connection and the relationship with God that shows very forthrightly in our prayer life, in our constant wondering of if the thing, do I need to, I'm trying to think like God would have me to think, that I'm going to make sure that as a result of my relationship with God, that my life shows a level of piety. The idea of letting God guide your life, that you're going to live right by people, and that you're going to live soberly or sensibly, temperate and discreet, I'm hoping was an appropriate reminder for you on tonight, on today. Let us pray. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for the blessings that you continue to give us. You've heard Brother Jones indicate the plight that still exists with David Woodruff, and we're hoping and praying that as he has his court date on Thursday, that not the justice system will find manly justice, but that your justice, the justice of the one who is indeed the sovereign and the ultimate potentate, will allow for David Woodruff to receive what he is just due. And the man of God is of the mindset that David Woodruff has been held unjustly. So, Father, we just ask for a prayer to that end, knowing that you're still on the throne and that you're still all-powerful. Father, Mary asks for prayers for our family, for a son, for the Clark and LeGrand family, as well as Julie and the things that she was going through. Sister Graham asks for prayers for her granddaughter and her son, Kimber, as well as for her role as a mother. Danielle essentially asks for prayers for all of us, but in particular, all the ministers and all the truckers and the travelers. And Father, we just ask that you be with us in the midst of this Omicron spike, the things that are still happening out there with Delta and with any of the other strands or variants. And Father, we just ask that you allow us to have the right approach, where we're not only protecting ourselves, but we're doing the things that we need to do to protect others, knowing that you hear our prayers, and we take solace in the fact that you say you know what we need before we even ask. Continue to be with us and keep us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.